Good morning and welcome to our daily devotion here at Sunderland Elam. I just want to start a new series and over the next few weeks we're going to be looking at Simon, or more familiar to us as Peter. Jesus's ministry, a lot of it was centred around the area of Galilee. And the Galileans were quite a hard-working people. They were a blunt, salt-of-the-earth type of people. They didn't have the sophisticated, elite lifestyle of maybe the people of Jerusalem. And in fact, the people of Jerusalem were quite scornful about the Galileans. They were just an ordinary people. But you know, just as God chose the humble place of Bethlehem for the birth of Jesus, so he chose the ordinary place of Galilee to birth a new movement that would shake up the world. Many of us are familiar with Peter. There are cities named after him, St. Petersburg. There are churches. Many of us have named children after St. Peter. But the Peter that Jesus met, at that time he was Simon. And he was a very different man to the Peter we're familiar with. I'll just share some verses from Matthew. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come and follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left the nets and they followed him. Peter, he was just a regular fisherman. He was a commercial fisherman, that's how he made his living. And he was part of a collective with his brother Andrew. James and John, who we read about in the verses after that, were also part of that. They seemed to be doing quite well. Peter made a decent living by all accounts. The fish would be taken to market where they would have been sold locally. But from there, they would have been shipped to Damascus and right across the Roman Empire. He wasn't desperately poor, but he wasn't extremely rich. We know from Luke's gospel that he was married, that he owned his own home. So he seemed to be doing okay. He was a regular guy. So we've got a regular guy from a regular place. Now, we don't know when Jesus came to the town. We don't know how long he'd been there. You know, Jesus didn't have a halo above his head. He didn't walk around with an arrow saying, "Oh, Son of God, Son of God." He was walking around that town, seemingly just an ordinary person. We don't know how many encounters he might have had with Simon before this calling. We do know from John's gospel that they had met before. They might have sat next to each other in a synagogue. They might have passed in the marketplace. We don't know the encounter. But it does seem that this calling, this call to follow, actually came after a number of conversations, a series of interactions. And you know, that's often how God pursues us and how God pursues people. It might be a series of conversations, a series of interactions. But God keeps pursuing. And Jesus pursued Peter. And as we've read there, Peter willingly laid down his nets and left and followed Jesus. Join me over these next few weeks as we discover more of Peter and what we can learn. But remember, a whole movement started from an ordinary place, using ordinary people. We live in a city, Sunderland, an ordinary city. You are probably just an ordinary person. But boy, with Jesus, what can be achieved? Bye.